Dear Chicago.
Don't say.
Brother.
Fullerton is next. Doors open on the left at Fullerton.
How about Chicago? I could be there.
And this is always weird. Anytime we start the show where we can't hear the intro, I'm like, oh, that's kind of weird. It's like we're not in the mood.
Well, hi, good morning. I'm not in the mood. It is, what is it today? Saturday, February 13th, the day before the most hateful day across the world.
It's hardly hateful.
Valentine's Day. Fucking hardly Hallmark hateful. Day. It's a janky ass day.
He was a real person, so it's not like the history isn't real.
Really? The history of St. Valentine? Come on now. Was he even real?
He was a real... Yes. You don't know his story?
No.
He was like a prisoner, and he was like in love with this girl, and then he like ripped out his heart at his death to give to her.
I really doubt that happened.
Yeah, it's
he would have died before he had a chance to have it in his hand. So that... I call bullshit on that.
No, he was a real person, and it's based on a real person. So you should read up on it.
I don't really care for that day.
Yeah. So I don't. Well, I'm sorry. You're not happy with Valentine's Day.
Oh, well. Anyway, on to.
We'll celebrate today.
On to bigger and better things.
Saturday the 13th.
This is Praline.
Praline.
And who are you?
Praline. You're Praline. I'm who could I be? I'll just be Ricky for today. I'm good with that.
That's boring.
Yeah. Well, I'm a boring person. So
well, you said it.
Praline.
Yes.
That is kind of like a that's like a southern name.
That's like a Mercedes or a
that's like Jolene's sister.
Right. Janky Praline.
Praline.
I love that when you were telling me that, you were shaking your head back and forth like if you had tons of long, luscious hair.
Well, I was imagining what a Praline yes. looks like. And I know Praline has huge Texas hair.
Duh.
I have a feeling Praline would be Dolly Parton's older sister.
Still very
that
pretty,
no one knows about,
but very big boobs.
Very, I mean, like, but natural.
Yes, she's like luscious in all the right spots. Mm-hmm. and
she had her a number
Praline.
She had a number one hit, and it was called Dolly's was Jolene, so hers was Moline.
Like Moline, Illinois.
Yeah.
The story of how she traveled Moline, to a small town Moline, in Illinois.
Moline, Illinois.
Yes. Yes. That is a good start to a show.
It's always good when we start out singing first, right?
Right.
So, oh my God, you guys, winter has arrived again.
Oh, I'm so like upset with Mother Nature. In the sense that it's really fucking cold when you're out there. But I like it because as a fat boy, it's like nature's air conditioning.
It is, but...
It's too cold.
It's still a little too cold.
Like, it gets... Like, I don't like it because it gets into my bones real quick. And I don't right. like being cold. Like, I don't like
and
my arms being cold.
And that's pretty near almost impossible as big as we are.
Yes. 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 I want to cry. Yeah.
To get to our bones.
Well, not my arms, because my arms are kind of skinny.
Okay.
You said that yourself several shows ago, bitch.
Okay. No, I think I said you had T-Rex arms.
My arms are normal length, you ass.
Uh, So yeah, it's kind of cold. I think we're supposed to have some weather tonight.
Oh, is that what you're calling it?
Some participation.
Precipitation.
Participation in the weather.
What are we getting? Parsley?
I think we're supposed to get like 4 inches of snow.
Ooh. Ooh. Ooh.
But
that's so much.
The wind chill is supposed to be bad.
Yeah. Well, I think it's only supposed to last today and tomorrow, or like tonight and then tomorrow. And then I think on Monday it's supposed to be back to like the 40s. God,
Monday I get to sleep in. I'm so excited.
I know. I don't get to have that option.
Who else has President's Day off, people?
Excuse me.
I don't know if a lot of people do if you're not a financial
institution. Yeah. But I don't think the banks
we're open.
I don't think the Chase. I think Chase is open because I think they took that one away.
Northwest or Northern Bank is closed. I know that.
I think
and Bank of America is closed.
Really? So then maybe Chase is closed.
But you know, we should really be closed.
When I worked there, I didn't realize. I don't remember us being closed on February.
There should be some days that the bank should be closed on, like Flag Day. Arbor Day.
Flag Day. Useless ass holiday.
What else? Oh my God. Oh my God. I'm like, sorry, people.
Adjusting the microphone. She's a little trapped.
Something's happening here.
I know. I had to sit back down because, like,
weird.
It was going off. It was going off, y'all. It was going off.
And we can't hear anything because we don't have any headphones on. So
we can't hear
that shit could
anything
be crackling all over the place, and we wouldn't even know.
Because we don't have headphones.
So what do we got to talk about? Are we gonna jump right into the Super Bowl stuff?
Oh God, really? Do we have to?
I didn't watch it, so I don't know anything about it.
So
let's talk about it.
So the Broncos won.
And I think
it was with the question because I'm not sure.
I think Barack Obama's won.
The Barack Obama's won. He is winning. Mm. He's winning this fucking presidency like no other. Mm-hmm. I really hope that as he's leaving the office, he's like, suck a big dick, motherfuckers! Right. And just walks out. That would be probably
and then
the most exciting.
How big his dick is.
Right. Because you know it's like down to the floor.
Oh my God, it's like a donkey.
it's like one of those where it could almost touch the very bottom of the floor.
Right. But it knows better.
Right.
Because it doesn't want to get dirty.
Exactly. So the Broncos won, and they actually, I don't want to say it's like a total slaughter, but they won by a lot. Like I think they won by like two. No, it was a lot. Let's see. Yeah, the Broncos won by the ending score was 24-10, so they won by 14 points.
Oh, that's not a lot. That's not a
no, it's not a lot. I mean, like number wise, it is a lot, but I mean,
it's only two touchdowns away.
Yeah, but they apparently won. I didn't watch the game. I just watched the halftime,
as all gays do.
Yes. Oh my God, I thought that was one of the dogs. And
I haven't even seen the halftime performance. So.
A lot of people were saying that it was a very gay, like eccentric Super Bowl because
it was
very
too.
Very colorful.
And I heard the background, like people held up cards that said "Love is love." Or
did
something
you say
like
white
that.
People?
No, I said people.
You
held
did
up cards.
Say white people. You'll need to go back and listen.
I don't think I said white people, but
you may have said while people were holding love signs, but it sounded like you said white people.
Well, okay,
girl, whatever. Why I gotta be white? Yes, the people were holding towards the end of the performance. People were holding love signs. I think it was like it said something, but the camera. You know, I feel like every fucking year when they do the Super Bowl, the camera work that they do for the halftime show is worse and worse every fucking year. It's like I want to see close-up action of the performers and then kind of zoom out so that you can see the stage and what's going on with the stage. I want you to do a flyover. And if there are going to be shit in the audience, then I need you to zoom that shit out to space so that everybody can see it.
You need it to be a movie.
I need it to be a motherfucking production. Don't come in here with your 18 motherfucking, what are those called, drones, and you get shoddy-ass work.
Also,
oh, how are you hear that about the drones that supposedly flew over the stadium? Like once the Super Bowl had finished, like there were I can't remember what drones, but some drones flew into the airspace, and they weren't allowed to, so they were trying to figure out.
They have drones in the stadium.
Oh, like, yeah,
to show the players and shit.
Oh, yeah, and there's guards everywhere.
I think they're on wires, though. I think the drones
No, those are cameras. They're cameras that go on wires to film the game close up. Mm-hmm. But those are all on, like, it's a fucking production. I mean, a fucking football game is like an hour long, and they make this shit like 14. It's like the fucking Oscars. It's like 4 hours of nonsense, of literally guys touching their asses, running back and forth, doing nothing.
The 40-minute or the 40-second commercials.
Which are horrible. I didn't even see any. I saw none.
But how do you know they're horrible if you haven't seen any?
Because they are. Generally, they are horrible.
I'm pretty sure they aren't, because it's the most anticipated time of the year and people.
No, well, I heard these were horrible. The ones I can attest to for last year, because I saw those, were horrible. There was only like one or two that were really funny.
I only saw one, and it was the one with they were advertising a truck. I don't know which one.
Yes,
it was.
Because with God, that's like the one thing that you want to do.
Chevy, I think it's what it was.
You know what's so weird too is that another thing is that this wasn't enclosed because it was outside, and I think it was in California. So it was.
It was in the San Diego.
Yes,
which means whale's vagina.
It just was weird because it was like daylight, and I'm so used to watching them when they're all in the dark. Night. So you could see more of the staging.
You're used to them being in like the lighting of like Touche or the Eagle.
Well, first of all, I've never been to the Eagle. Well, I shouldn't say I've never been.
I was going to say because two or three episodes ago, you talked about going to the Eagle.
No, I've only been to the Eagle, and I've never talked about that story here. And that was when the Eagle was here in Chicago.
I'm going back to listen.
Never anywhere else. I'm
pretty sure.
Mm-mm. I could tell you. The honest
you guys truth. Let us know, because I'm pretty sure we talked about this.
No.
Or maybe, oh no, that was an old show I was listening to that I talked about the Eagle.
Yeah, no. I've only been to the Eagle here in Chicago.
How come you never talked about it?
Mm, oh, because I've never, I actually don't, it's just, I literally.
Where was it?
Right by SoFo.
Oh, okay.
So it used to be right over there, like where the tattoo and all that stuff. That's where mm-hmm. the Eagle used to be. And I only went in there once, and it smelled like leather, sweaty drawers, and piss. And cum.
What is it not supposed to smell like?
Right. No, I wanted to walk in there and smell like fresh as a daisy. Right.
Okay, you can go to sidetracks for that.
Right, exactly. Why is it that I just don't understand... Because we're veering off topic, but let me just get this out.
Yeah.
Why is it that I don't understand why men, when they are into leather and into that, why do they stink? Like, I don't get it. Like, why can't you just smell fresh? Why is it that you...
Because they don't wear, like, deodorant and stuff.
That's so gross, like, to me. Like,
I don't want to say all of them.
No. I just don't understand why I have to walk into a bar. I don't need it to smell like a fucking Victoria's Secret counter.
Well, are you into leather?
I'm not into leather in that sense, huh?
Are you into leather? Are you into Levi's or blue jeans or smoking cigars or...
No, but that's the reason why I don't smell.
That's why you wouldn't go there.
Yeah, well, that's the reason why I've only been to the one here. Never been to anywhere else.
Of course, I don't think you can smoke in them anymore.
But. No, it's against the law. But I just don't understand why it has to smell. Like, even if you go into the Touche, like, it smells like shit in there. Like, it smells gross. It smells like liquor, regret, and fucking cum.
I've never been downstairs, so I don't know.
That's not in Touche.
But I've never been. I've only been in the front room. I've never gone to
the back. Mm. Oh. Mm.
Not that I remember. I mean,
well,
there were moments where I may have been a little
inebriated.
Yeah, you know, too much to drinky.
Oh,
but
too much to drinky.
I don't remember. Right. Like how that sounds. Too much to drinky Ricky. Yeah,
exactly. That could have been your name for today.
Okay, so Super Bowl, and apparently Beyonce, well, Beyonce was on it, of course.
Ugh. But
she announced a concert, and I guess the day before she announced, or she released a song in a video, and apparently people are super upset about the video because they said it's all like about Black Power and all that stuff, which I only saw the video a little bit, and it doesn't seem like that crazy. Are people overreacting?
Well, okay, first of all, I think that the song itself is garbage. I think it's horrible. She literally doesn't talk about anything that. So what I think what people are, I think what she was trying to evoke in the song was she was owning her blackness, which mm-hmm. I think is so stupid. And she was owning like the fact that she had little baby hair here and that, you know, she has, you know, a big nose and that she was kind of celebrating that. But the imagery that was being played in the background, there were hints and tones of like, Black Panthers and I don't really necessarily think that she was kind of supporting that idea. I think it was just she was owning her Black history, like that's what she was proud of it basically. Mm. And I think people took it
white
to
people.
Another
white people.
No, there's some Black people that were upset about the video as well. There's no, don't be fooled. There are Black people who do not like Beyonce, and let me tell you, it's written all over Janet's website, her forums. But I digress. The video itself is I like the coloring. Like I love the colors that were in there, and some of it's really it's cool. But it just it's. She's better than that. Like, I feel like she's been in the music industry enough to know how to write a good song.
Mm-hmm.
And I get that once in a while you want to throw out a song that's just kind of stupid and silly and fun. And I get that. But this was neither. Like, it's not fun. It's not, it's stupid, for sure. But it's not like, what are you trying to say? Okay, so you're owning the fact that you have baby hair and a fucking big ass nose. Who
cares? I don't
know
what's baby hair mean.
Like, that she has like little baby hairs that grow like right here, like it's a, I hate to say it, but it's a Black thing.
Oh, okay.
But it's not even a Black thing. It's like if you have coarse hair like they do, mm-hmm. then you have that. Like it's just it's stupid.
It's like the little baby hairs you have on your
yeah, your my beard.
Your beard.
I'm taking back my beard baby hairs.
My whole thing is like
first it's overrated, and I think people are focusing way too much on stupid shit. And also she had a thing about like Black Lives Matter. So she had like this in this one scene, there's cops like lined up
mm-hmm.
and there's this little Black boy who's dancing really well. And he's pretty awesome. And he's got a black hoodie on. So it's kind of like a Trayvon Martin thing. And so people were just kind of like, what are you trying to say? Like, what is your message with that imagery? Like, it doesn't have anything really to relate it in the song. Like, and then another friend of mine pointed out in one point of the song, she's talking about like women power and like, you have to be, you know, you have to own your womanhood and blah, blah, blah. But then at the end of the song, like towards another verse of the song, she's talking about, I'm the baddest bitch, bow down. Like, how is that? Like, that doesn't even make sense. Like, why are you in one moment talking about Black, you know, like woman power, and then in the other you're like, but don't forget that I'm Beyonce and that I beat all you bitches because I got money. And
I don't think I've listened to the song that much to really know.
No, you have to read the lyrics, because if you listen to the song you're not gonna get that. Like if you read the lyrics and you kind of look into what she's trying to say, like you're gonna be like, this is stupid. Like I don't understand, what are you trying to say? Because you fucking slay. Okay, people are up. This is a problem I have with Beyonce. She has no depth to anything that she does. Everything is manufactured. Everything is like she is a robot. She's dead behind the eyes. And I've said this from the beginning. So anytime that she sings a song, like to me, she doesn't ever evoke that. She doesn't bring that, like, I want to cry. You know, like I was watching this. I don't know if you saw it, but I reposted a Demi Lovato performance on Ellen.
Mm-hmm.
And she's underrated. And I'm not comparing her in that sense to Beyonce. But like, I've never heard the song, and I heard it the first time, her singing it, and she made me cry because the way she sang it, the emotion that she was holding behind her singing, I was just like, oh my God, this is amazing. Like, and it wasn't like it was her best vocal performance, but Beyonce has never done that for me. Mm-hmm. And I just don't think she'll ever do that for me because she doesn't have any depth to her, and she doesn't put any depth to her in her music.
Well, I don't think you've ever really liked her either. I mean, so
No. Don't get me wrong. I like her music for what it is. Like I like her older stuff. Like I think one of her best albums was it was her first solo album. It's escaping me the name of the album, but her very first album I thought was good. Like she did not make me cry, but she had some really good music then, and it was who Beyonce was. And then the second one, which was 4, that one was a great album as well because she had really good quality music, but she was still dead behind the eyes. Have you ever seen her fucking interview? It's literally like, I'm Beyonce. She's dead
behind the eyes.
I don't have any emotions. People are feeding me. I have a disc inside my back. It's
And plus, also, I've never heard you say a positive thing about her ever. So, I mean, for you to say you don't like her music is not surprising to me.
No, but I mean, this particular one, I did not like her last album, but I did like, oh my God, what's that one song that she sings? I can't remember. It was like one of the last singles that she did. I can't remember, but that was a badass song. I love the way she sounded on that one.
Her daughter looked cute in the video. The like 3 seconds that we got to see her. She was cute.
I
let me guess, you think she's ugly?
No, I think she's cute, but she looks a lot like Jay-Z. So she doesn't really have that cute factor.
Well, Mariah's kids look a lot like their dad. They got a 10 head.
Yes.
Poor things.
But Mariah Carey looks good. Let me just
tell
you.
I do have to say, she's starting to look good. She must, something's happening. Like, she has something up her sleeve.
Right. Well, she is working on an album.
Hopefully it's not an album that takes, like, the last one. Where you release 15 singles and then you release an album that has 16 songs on it.
Right. And all 15 of the singles you released are on that fucking album. Also, the other thing I don't really like about Beyonce, and a lot of people have accused her of doing. Okay, so Dangerously in Love is her first album. B-Day is her second album. They got much better. As they started, the quality of music started to become more bullshit. Mm-hmm. as more albums she released. And Partition is a song I like on the last album. That was a really good song. But anyways.
It's a dirty song.
It is a dirty song. But I love the way the song kind of starts off and then it gets into the...
I like the videos she did for those songs.
Yeah,
I
think all a lot the of videos them were good. Yeah. I mean, look, there's no denying there's something about her that makes her great as an entertainer. Like I will not deny that as a performer, as an entertainer, she brings it and you could tell. I just wish that she had a little more depth to her. Cause to me, like I said, I don't really think, you know, there's really much to her outside of like what, she does.
She's also kind of a person that keeps her life private too. Mm-hmm. She doesn't, you know, there's not a lot you know about her outside of her working in like her working life. So,
right.
I mean, to just see her daughter in the video, I mean, we've seen her daughter a couple times, but to actually put her in the video, we're like, oh.
See, like, I will tell you, when they did that documentary in HBO about her, I think it was when she was releasing I Am Sasha Fierce. No. It was, I think, the 4 album. Yeah, I think it was like the 4 album. She did an entire, like, they followed her around. Mm-hmm. And that's when she talked about having like a miscarriage or whatever. And that was the first time that I actually was like, this is what I want from you.
And I want miscarriages.
No.
I want you to be unfortunate. I do not want you to be happy.
Don't put words in my mouth. That's not what I'm saying. But I'm just saying, like, there was a, she became human to me. There was something very humanistic about that, about her talking about such a horrible tragedy that she didn't say to anyone. She has every right not to say to anyone, but I just wish that she was able to put that more into her music and it not be so like manufactured and so methodical and so like, you know, this, you know, everything is so like da 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 da. Like it's almost to the point where it's a little, what do you call that when you're able to tell something like,
predictable?
Yeah, predictable. Like it's almost a little predictable. And that's where I feel like she loses her humanisticness about her. You know what I mean? But look, I like her and I do like her music and I like mostly her older stuff. This newer stuff, I'm not into it. And I also don't like the fact that, you know, she's become like this hood girl all of a sudden. Yeah, I mean, I thought the performance was fine. I mean, she rocked
it. I haven't seen it, but apparently
almost fell.
Yeah, the Beyonce bounce. I've yeah. about it.
And she, like, if she would have fallen, she would have taken out all of her dancers from behind her like a bowling ball to pins. It was like you could see it almost happen. And for a split second, I wanted her to fall just because I wanted to see her, like, be human. And she didn't. And she did, you know, she recovered very well. But
somebody posted, you know, because there's always this, you know, like poor Michelle kind of thing.
Oh my God.
So who did it better? And it was like,
oh, when
fall.
She fell and he, oh my God. Did you see that video where they, when they were at the BET thing? Oh, I don't know what, I don't know what show it was.
I had never seen it until the meme. But,
wait, but which one are you, which one did you see? The one where they're all three of them are dancing and Michelle looks,
they're like in blue, I think.
Yeah.
And Michelle was like, and just keeps singing.
What? Wait. What
not Michelle.
Oh my God!
What's the other one?
Oh, that's horrible because I really like your songs. Oh Jesus!
Oh, I can see your face, Beyonce,
Kelly. Kelly Rowland was Kelly's like, just, "Bitch, I don't know what you're going."
Right.
And Beyonce looked over and she's like, "You better get back up." Oh my God! My friend Jay and I made so much fun of that video when we saw it. But nothing tops Beyonce falling from the top of her fucking stage while she's performing at concert.
Down the
and she literally falls like
head
forward.
Or when her hair gets caught in the fan.
Well, she handled that like
those
a pro.
Those are human. Those are human things. How can you not think she's human?
No, that's what I'm saying. But, well, the hair thing, that was just.
No, human would have been a femur popping out of her leg. Right.
Femur would have been if she had a fucking crack on her head and she was like still singing. Then that's like, that's not human anymore. That's like supernatural. But like, that was like, and see, and I like the, I hate to say this because it sounds mean and I promise it's not. I like the fact that she fell down the stairs face forward because it made her seem like she was real.
Oh my God. It's like the feeling I have when Madonna fell.
Oh, but then
even better.
But then her recovery, it wasn't like Madonna at least stopped for a second. And she was like, fuck, someone's fired. And then she got herself back up and continued, which shows that you're
she
human.
Told them, you're all fired, but you're still going to dance right now.
Right. But it showed that she at least was human enough to be like, fuck, that hurt. You're all fired. Go on with the performance. Beyonce literally fell down the fucking flight of stairs and she just kept going like,
yeah, but
you
if you
know,
think of it,
like,
there's a lot
know,
of
you know that bitch was in some fucking pain.
There's a
pain.
Lot of professions that do that. Ice skating, gymnastics,
and, yes,
any of that. You
yes,
have to do
you
it.
And you see the world of hurt in their face for a split second. Beyonce fell down the fucking flight of stairs, head forward, and she just kept going like a fucking machine.
I'm proud.
It's
I like, want to be able to do that.
I don't. I want to see that it fucking hurt her fucking head, her big ass noggin. It probably didn't hurt her because she had all that fucking weavery in her hair. But anyway, I digress again. I just, you know, and
oh my God,
thing,
and if Janet
original.
Jackson fell down a flight of stairs like that,
she
you
has.
Died.
There have been times, there have been videos where she's been on the Janet tour. She's walking up the stairs. Or was it the Janet tour or the Rhythm Nation tour? No, I think it was the Janet tour. She was walking up some stairs and she tripped.
Whisper Janet? Or regular Janet? Like 90s Janet?
Well, it's regular Janet to me, but anyway, it was 90s Janet.
Okay.
Because so it was like Janet World Tour. Yeah, okay. Yeah. But, you know, the other thing, too, is a lot of people have, is she eating?
Yeah.
Excuse me. A lot of people have also accused her of copying, which is kind of true.
Of what?
Of copying other artists. Like, and it's like blatant.
Janet
like,
or?
No, anyone. Like, just in general.
No,
like,
who are we talking about
that's copying? Beyoncé. Like the new the video for like the commercial for her tour, if you look at that video, she's copying Janet. She's got a black fucking eagle in the video. It's just like,
no, I haven't even seen that. I thought I saw a flower or something. Maybe.
Well, she's holding a flower, which is also very Janet. Which is also like, I mean, that's, and it's not just Janet, because there's tons of like models and other, I think even Diana Ross has had held a flower in her mouth. Like she's holding it with her, you know, with her teeth or whatever, and then it's just a shot of her face.
You mean her tupuses?
So that's not, but there's other imagery that she's done in the past, and she's actually been sued because people have said that she's copied music and writing and all that. Like a lot of people say she doesn't write a lot of her stuff, and this is all like hearsay, of course, and with the exception of things about her being actually sued for.
My thing is on this, not that, I mean, there's so many samplings going on.
It's hard to prove something.
Music has been around for thousands and thousands and thousands of years. How much newer can it get?
It's not about that, because I understand what you're saying and I agree. It's about paying dues and making sure that you appropriately credit the right person.
Mm-hmm.
That's the problem. And the problem is that,
but what if she you do something that like eight other people have done? Like the exact same thing.
Like, well, then let's say, but you credit them. It's all about crediting. It's not about who. It's not about the thing. Is that you should credit the people that you borrow from.
Yeah, but who is she supposed to credit for black and white TV shows?
I mean, what do you mean?
I mean, her videos in black and white, right? So, but that's what artist should she?
No, no. I mean, that's how she should credit people. Because, like, for example, like Madonna, she got sued for, what was the video?
Take a Bow.
No, Hollywood. I think it was Hollywood, where she was like sitting on the bed and she was doing the very pinup style, like old Hollywood, and mm-hmm. So she got in trouble for she got sued because the creators of that type of imagery. Like the son of the person who created that type of imagery.
Betty Page, probably.
Not Betty Page, but it's very like that. Mm-hmm. You know, like really saturated colors. And they sued her because they were saying you copied without crediting. And you can't do that. So I just
think. I think they should just say, thank you, Jesus. Because he invented everything. So you've credited everyone.
Okay, so you're crediting a mythical person.
Well, you know,
entity to creating everything.
He's a very popular person.
I don't know. Oh, anyways, let's move on because I hate talking about this Beyonce because everybody's up her ass about everything. So,
in a good and bad way.
Whatever.
Oh, that was 33 minutes.
Oh, okay.
Of you hating?
No, it was not hating. I was just speaking my truth. My experience.
Your truth. With your baby hair beard.
That's like you hating like Madonna. You don't really hate her. Madonna. Right, but you don't like her.
Actually, I don't even care enough to really talk about her that much. Mm-hmm. I mean, I get my whole thing is like even with like Janet, I mean, you know I like early Janet. I've never really listened to her old stuff, but I don't really have an opinion because I've never heard them. Mm-hmm. Or I haven't continuously to follow her.
Right. Yeah.
So I have no reason to like hate on her or like brag on her because I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, although she has been living in a cave in Abu Dhabi, but
no. Did you see she released a new video today where she was saying she was sending out a message to her London fans? She's like real close. I mean, like, you know, that's the thing. It's like with, for example, like people like Janet and shit, like, which, you know, makes me sort of like wish that they. This is the reason why I wish that she was more like. vocal and more, you know, you don't necessarily have to tell us everything, but you know, you should give us a little glimpse of what's going on, at least when it comes to like music wise and like
I'm on my period, leave me alone. Right,
like I don't need to know that shit. But like I like the video that she released today, she was like in the streets of London and she just recorded a quick video that said, hey you guys, I'm in London, can't wait for you guys to see the tour, we're taking a break from rehearsals. That's it. Very simple, but it kind of gives you a little bit, like, I don't know, to me it's a little bit of like, oh my God, she's talking to the fans. Like, you know, she's allowing us to see a part of her life, which back in those days, like Madonna, like Mariah, like a lot of people used to do that. And now they don't, or it's too much. You know what I mean?
Well, I think it's technology has just gotten super crazy where someone could, like, she could do the video and post it, and then immediately, like, there would be, like, 40,000 people where she is. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So that's probably why they don't do it as often. Because technology is so good now that people can find you instantly.
Yeah. But I also think that in places like London and Europe and, like, countries abroad, I don't really think that entertainment people, like entertainers, are not necessarily seen the same way, excluding like Japan, but because Japan people go crazy with Janet, like she can't walk on down the street,
and Mariah too.
Yeah, like it's
and Whitney Houston.
Oh my God, it's crazy. Oh, like they love it. American pop, you know, music and all that stuff, but it's not like over here. Like over here, Janet, like I mean, like for example, this London video, she's also been in France where she's walked the streets and you can see because they're videotaping it, and you know, she's got her bodyguard and she's got, you know, a couple people walking with her, whatever. And in certain areas, probably like the popular parts like Paris and whatever, like I'm sure that there's a little bit of hoopla.
It's not that they're not interested, it's they have respect for people.
And that's what I was kind of going with. That it's just that they don't go crazy ape shit like
except
we do.
It's the like prince or princess, or
right,
then they go like
right
fucking
because that
shit.
I think is more real to them than a pop star, you know what I mean? Like, you know, they're to them, it's like, you know, the prince and the princess are more so like because they're so untouchable, whereas like an artist like Madonna or Janet or whatever, like they can't, they have a little more access to them than they do the prince and princess, right. You know what I mean? So I don't know, it's just, it's a really strange dichotomy of like how they have that sort of like, this is entertainers and these are people of royalty, whereas here in America it's like we are like go crazy for entertainers, but that's it. Like we just, or maybe like sports people, you know, sports players or whatever.
Ew.
No one does.
Is there
that.
One, is there somebody that you're just lying to meet?
No. In terms of sports,
Ben Cohen, I'll meet him.
He's not American, though.
Who cares?
Right. Well, you know, he's been at Sidetrack. I don't, I mean, like, of course, like, you know, you always want to, like, I mean, like, Michael Jordan and Scottie Pippen and, you know, like.
Met him.
Right. Been there, done that.
Had it.
Oh. My friend used to work for Michael Jordan's wife as her personal assistant.
Is it the ex-wife now?
Yeah, it's the ex-wife. I don't know if he probably still works for her because he's been working for her for a long time. And she's got, I think, two, so it's him and another. But he does more of he takes more of the house stuff, like bills and all that crap.
I don't even think I'd ever want to work for a famous person.
No.
That job has to be so stressful, and I bet it's underpaid sometimes. Like Mariah Carey's babysitters.
Well, they sued her for that.
No, whatever came of that, they never said.
No, I mean, I think it died in court, probably. Mm. You know, I don't know. I always feel like if you want to work for someone like that, you have to be able to understand that you are no one in that equation, and that you are going to
always be no one.
Always be no one in that equation, and that you are going to be asked to be stretched absolutely thin to no end. Like, I always think to myself, like, when I'm an entertainer, when I'm that rich and famous and have an assistant, like, I'm literally going to have to tell him, like...
Who's going
to
be your assistant? Do you already know who that is?
No, it's not anyone in my family, because okay. I will rip them to shreds.
Well, or it might be a Selena situation.
No. No. I just, you know, I always think like, you know, because they take the brunt of everything. Like, they're going to take the days that you're
why
having
you a, let that person
exactly.
Do that?
And it has nothing to do with them. Like, it's just going to be like,
you know, when Madonna got pulled off those stairs, not only was the person that pulled her off in trouble, but her assistant was in trouble.
Right. For no fucking reason.
Right. I mean, you were there. You saw it. Why didn't you make it not happen?
Right. It didn't happen in rehearsal. Why did it happen on live? Anyway, ooh, so
God,
back to
the
Super Bowl.
Her is a mega bitch. Oh my God.
I don't, you know what? I will tell you though, the one thing I do like about Madonna, what's going on with Madonna right now, and this goes back to the whole depthness, because she is in this really, what seems to be a nasty court battle mm-hmm. between her ex-husband, Guy Ritchie, and over her son. And apparently, like, it's not Guy Ritchie. It's actually her son who does not want to move back in right. with her because he said, according to sources, well, one, she's very busy, but also she was very, like, a strict mom. She is a
bitch. She's so, like, mommy dearest.
She is a very strict mother. And the worst part about it is that you have three children that you're toting around, like, they're all your children and only one of them is. And then you have this boy who actually is your child. And you're treating him like crap.
Lourdes is old enough, right?
Lourdes is in college in Michigan.
That's so weird.
I know, right?
She goes to a regular public school.
Like, and she's so pretty. Like, she looks so much like Madonna.
She has her mom's unibrow.
Yeah, that's she does. Crazy. I think it's now fixed. Right. But when she was a baby, she was so fucking cute and so adorable. And I just thought, and she looks so much like Madonna, even more so now. But when you saw her, you kind of were like, oh, there's poor hope thing. For Madonna. Like, she's going to be not a bitch.
You know there's going to be a book about Madonna when she dies. Oh, and it's going to be like a whole brand new mommy dearest.
I hope so. Because you know she's a cunt.
Oh, God. I can only imagine what her kids have to say.
I don't think Madonna's a very nice person. And I think that she plays it up when she's on camera in terms of like when she meets someone like, oh, yeah. And she can be a little cheeky when she's like playing with a fan, like joking back and forth. But I really kind of think she's not a nice person. Right. Like, I kind of think she's a nasty bitch. Like, she's cunty.
Oh, my God. Do we have any like Madonna fan listeners that may have like. Have a different opinion or have had better and you're like, fuck, I hate that bitch. I won't. That's why I'm like so afraid to meet Mariah Carey in like a regular element, because if she like is mean to me, it will devastate me.
Well, I will say that all the people that I know of that have met Janet, they've all said that she's pleasant and very nice. And she's very like normal.
She's a close talker.
And down to earth. And she's very like warm. I've talked to several people who have met her and met her many times over and over and over. Because, you know, when I go to a Janet tour, it's literally like it's a Janet family reunion because I've known people for so long. So like people who have met her, you know, they just know that she's a really nice person and she's not. Because I think when you're an artist like that, you have to. There's no way that you can sit there in the back of your head and be like, I'm not feeling good today, so I'm going to be a bitch to everybody. Like, I just think you can't.
Wait, that's
do
happened
that.
Before. What? Who's done that? Where they were just like, no, I'm not feeling it today. Well, and it was recently. Within
and
the
it
past
sounds
couple
like Madonna's.
Or like somebody was refusing like to sign stuff. Maybe it was like Lady Gaga or something.
Oh, no. It wasn't Ariana Grande. Oh, my God. That's a perfect story. This is a perfect. Do we want to continue to the next one or do we want to finish it?
Well, we'll just do an hour this week. We're at 45.
Girl, we are literally like doing one on one every week. We need to do another show at least half an hour.
We did two shows last week.
Yeah.
A 45-minute show and a 30-minute show.
And the week before, we only did one.
Fuck, and we got a phone call.
We'll do another one. We'll try to tape it down to 3,500 minutes. Anyway, so real quick story. Ariana Grande had a fan, was waiting hours and hours and hours. Now, I'm not talking about like just like one or two or three. It was like 6 to 8 hours to see her got to see her in, I think the fan was able to see her like on perform. And she comes out and she says no. Like not politely either. It was just like no. And the poor girl was crying. Mind you, this is like a younger, you know, probably like 14, 15. She's crying, like, just please, just an autograph, maybe even a picture. Like, there's video of it. And she's like, no. And she's holding, like, she's doing her hand. She gets on the tour bus and literally leaves. That to me is like, first of all, you stupid young little bitch. You have not been in the industry long enough to do shit like that to anybody.
Right.
Second of all, you have to remember where the fuck you came from. If it wasn't for that little girl, you wouldn't be where you are. Literally for that little girl.
The Mickey Mouse Club or something? Or is she a Nickelodeon kid?
I can't remember where she started from, but I hate the tool bag, whoever put her on fucking TV.
Her brother seems to be really bad, too.
Her brother's so fucking annoying. So annoying.
He has like a whiny...
Oh, my God! He's like... Yeah. Like just the type of gay that reminds you every time why you never wanted to come out of the closet. Right.
Because and why going to Boys Town is like a punishment.
Right. Although like, it is because of you.
A few weeks ago when we went to Boys Town, it was not that bad, but we only went to a few bars, so it wasn't like
right. You weren't there long enough to notice it.
We weren't there until like 12:30 when like the crazy drunk gays like start,
and then the ghetto gays are walking all up down the street. Mm. Yeah, but it's stuff like that just kind of reminds me that it, you know, when I'm famous, never not to do that. Like, as tired as I am, the only thing I've heard other artists say, like, even though I'm extremely tired, like, I will always do a picture, at least, you know, give a hug and say, look, I don't want to take a picture because I'm not feeling my best, but at least go up to them and talk to them and think.
I was listening to a podcast of a person. It wasn't RuPaul. It was some other podcast where the artist was like,
"It had."
It was Michelle Visage.
Yeah,
how she said that she wasn't feeling great that day and she wasn't dressed.
She didn't want to take pictures.
She didn't take a picture, but she like talked with her, hung out with her. You know, you remember this moment. You don't have to have a picture of it. You know, kind of thing.
Yeah, which I agree. Which I just think that you have to be. You have to remind yourself that you have to be humble and gracious because it is because of those people who are waiting in line or no,
it's because I'm Madonna.
Right. That you are where you're at. And, you know, I get it that you have time constraints and maybe it's something like you say, I'm really, really short on time, but it was nice to meet you. Can I shake your hand? Like at least acknowledge the person. Don't be this fucktard who is getting on a bus that can't even say hello to the person.
And also, take the fucking ponytail out. I am so tired of the high pony. Get it out.
Right. But anyways, we digress. Go. We're going on to another. Digress like four times today.
Stop.
Oh.
Stop digressing.
Right.
Okay, we're going to go and we're going to come back for another show. Then that's where we'll play our phone call. And we'll go over some tweets that we received. And does that sound good?
Sure.
So thank you, Praline, for showing up today. Could you please tell Dolly, your younger, more popular sister, hello for me?
Mm. Okay.
Praline, 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 Praline.
No, it was
Peanut Praline?
It was Moline, Illinois.
Oh, Moline. Oh, God, yeah, because so Praline it sang it, right?
Correct.
Oh,
I just fucking up your own damn joke.
I do love
Praline, use though. That noggin that sits 3 feet above your head.
Praline's good though.
Above your shoulders.
It is good. All right. Gotta go.
Bye. All right. Bye. This is Bye, Praline.
Thank you for listening to Foul Monkeys. We really appreciate your feedback.
Please visit us at foulmonkeys.com or call us at 863-666-0377.
You can follow us on Twitter by following @FoulMonkeys and visit our Facebook page by visiting facebook.com/foulmonkeys and make sure you like our page.
You can also listen to us on Stitcher Radio, Rainbow Radio, or iTunes. And if you really love us, leave us a review on iTunes. And if you really hate us, Fullerton, or no, just hate us,
you hate us.
I mean, yeah.
How about Chicago? I could be there.